what you need to start your day. Tim Dennis in the morning on News Talk 610 CKTB.
Welcome back into the program. 7:49 is your time, 11 minutes before 8. This is 610 CKTB. I'm Lee Sterry in for Tim Dennis. Tim's on vacation this week, and on the phone with me is president of a local company, and they caught our eye last week and wanted to find out more about it. John Brinkman is with us this morning. Hi, John.
Good morning.
One of the worst things that we can do to our environment happens, unfortunately, with more frequency than we would like, that being oil spills. I know there's one that they're still struggling with off the coast of Santa Barbara. Your company has really been, pardon the pun, making waves with some technology there that can help us out here. What is the name of your company and what does it do?
The name of the company is Imbibitive Technologies. We operate under the name Imtech because that name's a little difficult to manage first thing in the morning.
But right.
We manufacture the world's only oil-sensitive, super-absorbent polymer, and we call them imbiber beads, the word imbibe and absorber synonyms.
Okay.
And how they work is similar to what you would experience with disposable baby diapers. Those super-absorbents are water-sensitive, whereas the imbiber beads don't know water exists. So if you have oil in water, the beads will absorb the oil, leave the water standing, and you can selectively filter out the hydrocarbons, oils, fuels, solvents. List is almost endless.
How were these developed, and how long have they been around?
Believe it or not, they've been around for at least 50 years. My former colleague, prior to his passing, Dr. Richard Hall, invented them while working in the Central Research Department at the Dow Chemical Company in Midland, Michigan. And that was in about 1968 when he invented the imbiber beads. Dow never pursued it because it simply didn't fit their business model. But the product itself is unique. We're not aware of any other product that can perform like the imbiber beads do.
Why would a product like this have disappeared from the radar screen, having been developed so long ago? I know you said why Dow didn't do it, but nobody else picked it up. Did they have patent protection, or what? Where did it go?
Well, it went into the bowels of the Dow Chemical Company for a number of years. We resurrected them in 1994. The question is really quite loaded. The objection for using imbiber beads was always that they're a great product, but they're just too expensive compared to their traditional cleanup methodologies. Of course, that's a bit of a misnomer in that most of those technologies are not very effective at cleaning up oil spills at all. If you recall the Deepwater Horizon in 2010, it cost BP in the neighborhood of $7.5 billion.
Right.
To recover 3% of 200 million gallons. So that argument just doesn't hold water, pardon my pun.
Yeah. So when did you come across this, and how did you go about resurrecting it?
I stumbled across them at a trade show in Toronto. I was a product manager for another company here in Canada, and was one of the original Dow Chemical distributors, was trying to get rid of their inventory, and I was absolutely mesmerized. I thought that this product is just too good. I asked the same question. I said, why have I never heard of this? And
yeah,
they explained. I drove over to Midland, Michigan. I used to live in London, Ontario, and I drove to Midland, Michigan, met with Dr. Hall, got the explanation from him. It took me 30 months of negotiating with the business department at the Dow Chemical Company to obtain the rights to manufacture. And then I managed to convince Dr. Hall to take early retirement. He had only been at Dow for 42 years at that point, and he came on as director of research. So that's the Reader's Digest version, Lee.
That is truly quite amazing. Now, one of the stats that I found also astounding was the fact that only when we were talking about the Gulf spill, which is probably the biggest and most famous in history, only 5% of the oil was removed. and the rest is just got absorbed eventually by the environment. Is that correct?
Well, no, it was 3%, according to the...
Only 3%?
The Oil Spill Commission's report to the president in January of 2011 recorded 3%. The rest was either burned, dispersed. You can substitute the word detergent for dispersant. They're finding whole swaths of oil on the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. Latest report from November was that Woods Hole Institute located a patch of oil the size of Rhode Island, 3,200 square kilometers. So that oil really didn't go anywhere. Most of it came ashore. It soiled 650 miles of shoreline as well.
So is your product time sensitive? Would it be any, is it too late to use it in a situation like that now?
Well, in those instances, yeah, that oil is, it's scattered throughout the Gulf. What we've been advocating, and we used a six-year research project in Japan to create a fast attack spill response system we call the HEROES treat and skim system. So one of the biggest problems that you've got, Lee, is that the spill will spread to unmanageable proportions within hours of the event occurring. So they had 44,000 people and 6,000 skimmers trying to get that oil, but it was covering hundreds of square miles at that point and really was a spit in the ocean. So with the imbiber beads, if we can get them onto the spill in the early stages before it's spread, it agglomerizes the oil, keeps it from spreading, and then you can recover it with something as simple as fishing nets because the oil becomes imbibed chunks.
So I would assume then that the plan for marketing this would be to sell it to areas that could be susceptible to this so that they would have some on hand as opposed to call and then you spend time going down there. How would that work?
Yes, the Japanese model required strategic inventories in place. We have delivery systems. Something as simple as standard firefighting foam monitors can broadcast the beads. We also have a helicopter delivery system working with a company out of Germany. Again, trying to get it there in time, but these strategic inventories can be easily located in areas that are of high risk.
Now, have you had the opportunity or the need to use this yet anywhere? Has anyone called on you yet to use these things?
Well, as a matter of fact, we've been asked to participate in an exercise in Poland, of all places. I mean, here we are in Little Niagara, and I attended a technical group meeting at the International Maritime Organization for a number of years, and the imbiber beads were presented. The director for the Polish Search and Rescue Department of the Coast Guard has called and said, we are really intrigued by this. Deepwater Horizon was a catastrophe. It basically pulled the response industry's pants down in front of the world and showed that the current methodologies really are not that good. So, yes, that's going to take place in September of this year. And they're going to use the imbiber beads on a hazardous chemical spill on water.
And this is usable not only on water, but highways and all sorts of areas where you might end up with chemical spills that you don't want, right?
Well, that's correct. We've just been seeing the conclusion of a three-year study by the Highways Agency in the UK. They were looking for more effective, efficient ways of cleaning up fuel spills on Britain's motorways. And we created a product we refer to as Highways Mix that can be put down. They found that the cleanup time, we've all been in traffic queues waiting for an accident to be cleaned up. The cleanup time dropped by 60% from an average of 14 hours down to 6. And the other feature of that is that the imbiber beads Highways Mix drastically reduces the amount of damage done to the asphalt road surface so that you don't have to mill and repave. And, of course, our politicians and our managers with the Ministry of Transport, that's of interest to them.
Just by way of comparison, I want to go back a little bit in the conversation. Had you been able to use your product in time in that Gulf situation, and they had, we already established, they only got about 3 to 5% of the oil up, how much of it would your product have been able to recover?
Again, this is just hypotheses, but right. We figure that we could get somewhere between 85 and 90%.
Wow.
And if any of the oil had... the imbibed oil had washed ashore. As I said, we eliminate the liquid phase. The oil's transformed into a semi-solid. So if it washes ashore, you can pick it up with your hands. The liquid's no longer available for re-release. And you take it to a refinery, and through well-documented processing, you can thermally crack the imbibed oil and close the environmental loop.
Wow.
Amazing. It sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, yeah. And right here in Niagara, where do we find out more about you, John?
Our website is www.imbiberbeads.com.
Imbiber Beads, I-M-B-I-B-E-R-S, Imbiber Beads.
Imbiber
Beads.
Beads, B-E-A-D-S.
Yeah, very cool. Thank you, John, and congratulations, and thanks for bringing this technology back to us.
You're very welcome, Lee. It was a pleasure.